But is he better to fight when he's not right?
Anyone who touches his fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Will it fire when I think of Oh, David Bowie. Another victim. You just singing us out time. More than you. And it's time. It is time for Hag Riot Happy Hour. Oh yeah. You're listening to Radio Valencia. Bet you know that. And if you didn't, well, now you do. And here we are. Here we are today in these strange times. It's a Monday. If you do that 9 to 5, it's beginning to wind down, I think. But let's let David Bowie carry us over to a little bit more of the Buzzcocks, shall we? Yeah. All right. Disney.
Love's not a dream. this show before, you might know what this is. Or if you have a similar fondness for strange B film horror scores. Not sure if I've properly explained this before, but a little bit of my working concept for how I structure the flow of the songs and DJing here. I see music often being very like imagery driven, but we don't need to get into that whole mess. I do love really wonderful scores, and I really love Can't Be Shit. This is the Virgin Witch score, and it's orchestral and wonderful, not just campy. I would say the film's campy. Anyways, but I like to see having a score as a bridge for tracks, if you will, as kind of like illustrating the subtext of the general environment, the foundation, if you will. And I like to think of walking through a space, a house with many rooms, long hallways and winding corridors, maybe a little like Winchester House, I don't know. And overlaying sounds being like the sounds you hear in passing, overlaying tracks, sounds coming from different rooms, songs in different rooms, different environments of stories and moments, and how they might thread together, and the score is a little bit of a bridge. Or I just like fucking around, you know? Maybe that's what this is all about. I don't know, you decide. Okay, so prior to this Virgin Witch score, we had Buzzcocks. Had a doubleheader of Buzzcocks, making an Aladdin Sane sandwich. David Bowie's Time from Aladdin Sane, and a great Buzzcocks record I picked up in Humboldt on Earth Day, and a great little record store in Arcata. And I have a few of those I'm going to be pulling from. In fact, up next is one from the Gun Club. So let's just skip on over to that. Yeah, 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 yeah.
My arm. I treated everyone who ever done me harm.
Exciting. Virgin Witch and Gun Club. Let's just see this through. I don't know what's going on here, but I love it.
We'll stop up through the street and the gunfire of cars. Go to the mountains with a fire spirit, and no one will take all of me. So the fire will stop. I will be cheating the whole ritual world. No one will expect all of me. So the fire will stop. Someone will step out of the circle. Someone
for now, the Gun Club and Virgin Witch Score were kind of like really harmonious. And if you didn't feel that way, well, you're wrong. I'm just kidding. You're listening to Hagrai Happy Hour. Clearly enjoying myself, as it should be. Just another menopausal manic Monday. Kidding. You're listening to Radio Valencia. Just a heads up to any regular listeners that are listening in real time right now. Next week I'll be going back to Thursdays, so I'll be here with the Mission Market, with the mission of throwing great vinyl tracks for you all in the extremely impulsive, improvisational way that I like to do it, and because I find that, you know, it's like happy little trees, it's like Bob Ross time, but just, you know, with my whole record collection, and, you know, this is how we discover and find new terrain, new sonic possibilities. So, starting next week, I'll be back on Thursdays, but not this week because it's my birthday. It's my birthday. So you guys are here for my solar return, so strap in. We're bringing it all into the fold. And thanks for joining Hagrai Happy Hour. I would really love to get into some just full throttle, deep, throaty, romantic, just extraordinarily beautiful wonderfulness. That was a lot of adjectives. But it was worth it because I'm going to put on Jeff Buckley, and the record Grace is just, it pulls all the heartstrings and does all the things, and here we go, okay?
See the rain fall upon the funeral mourners, parading in a wake of sad relations as their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong, but tonight you're all my soul. You never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, but no way to feed it. For you, my child, you know how much you need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes a man too blind.
open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. It turns and yearns for a sleep that won't ever come. It's never over. A kingdom for a kiss upon a shoulder. It's never over. All my
your 98 wounds and bleed me, be thee. Leave me, or leave me something. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ah, damn, goddamn, 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 yeah!
Lisa Belladonna rolling right now. This is a Moog masterpiece of synth conjuring, of conducting, of some kind of sorcery. So, I really liked that transition. Prior to that, of course, Patti Smith from the record Easter, Set Me Free. Privilege set me free. We're going to listen to a bit more Lisa Belladonna, who is a synthesizer master, clearly, and a lot of history there. Amazing trans woman that is one with the synthesis. And so, let's roll back to that, and then I'll throw whatever I think I want. And, oh, and we had Jeff Buckley before that, but you know that too. Okay, enough of my voice. I write Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. Thank you.
vacuum is seem a waste of time. It's always been just the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no lyrics, just nothing. Sign that leads away.
Bassy, so good. Lisa Belladonna and New Order is not a huge jump, but I did quite enjoy that. So we got Lisa Belladonna synthesizer magic rolling in the background. I got a couple rad records stowed away, some real funky ones. Just some more unusual things that I've picked up along the way that I have not brought in, but also some things that I have brought in that are favorites. And because it is my birthday week, and I like to think that I got some good taste in music. I mean, we are here sharing good music because you do too. Am I right? Well, High Gray Happy Hour is all about scratching the itch and, you know, what suits us, what soothes us, what gets the blood pumping, little dopamine hits from the sonic wildness. And so we had, we've had all smattering of magic. We got Lisa Belladonna, Moog Synth Queen, up in here right now, and bridging between some different things like Jeff Buckley and New Order. And I'm gonna throw your way in a moment. This is a record that is new to me. It's not new, but Shannon and the Clams, and I've played Shannon and the Clams plenty before, but I should. So, you know, just do what I'm supposed to do, go guys. High Gray Happy Hour, Shannon and the Clams coming up momentarily. A new record that I picked up for me, new to my collection, from a lovely record store up in Arcata, up in Humboldt, where I happen to be for Earth Day and 420. What a fucking hippie, huh? Give me a gold star, give me a medal, you know, give me a high five. I don't know. Okay, so we're gonna skip on over from some Lisa Belladonna. I don't know why I'm whispering. From some Lisa Belladonna to Shannon and the Clams, and you will love it. I know I will. That's the rubric. Okay. just love Shannon and the Clams, and I just love Lisa Belladonna, and I really liked those things all together, and I kind of am just going to go ahead and assume that you did too. I'm just going to assume that. Yeah. Well, a few years ago, I happened to catch this amazing band from the UK called High Viz. They're like, if hardcore and Britpop and new wave, like if The Cure and, I mean, I don't know, if these things all smash together, just like The Cure and New Order and, yeah, and hardcore and like Black Flag all smashed together and made the most extraordinarily wonderful, catchy, high energy, wonderful show. And that's what it was. High